Let me know when you're ready.
And ready.
All right. Three, two, one. So, not only is the world of movie entertainment changing, not only is possibly the world of video game entertainment changing, but and comic books.
Yeah.
And not just comic stores, comic books.
Yeah.
Look like they might be coming up with a big change coming up here real soon. Back on the 29th, IGN reported DC had released a statement. This was DC's statement on the 29th of this month.
March.
Let's see here. To direct market retailers, first thing, the entire team here at DC hopes that you, your family, and your employees are staying safe and healthy during this very tough and precarious time. We know that you have been waiting for DC to comment on the state of affairs to address any measures we will take to help our community lighten the burden of disruption to our business, and we've been working hard on a long-term, solution-focused plan, and here's how we will help. Periodicals and books with in-store dates between March 18th, 2020 and June 24th, 2020 will be fully returnable. We'll even provide credit for your separate return shipping of these items. Additionally, because we anticipate that continued disruption to business operations will create regional volatility, DC is exploring a multi-distributor model to provide us with the flexibility needed during this crisis to get the new content to our readers on an ongoing basis. In the short term, we continue in active conversations with Diamond to help us solve the distribution issues that have arisen and hope to get new product to stores that want or need it as soon as possible. We will provide additional information about how we'll make this happen in the coming days. Thanks for all your patience with us. DC will continue to monitor the situation, continue to speak with you directly, and continue to support you through the days ahead. You are the lifeblood of the industry. All the best, DC. This is what I get from it. That. We'll ship you your books, and if you can't open up and sell them, you can send them back to us, and we'll give you credit to them. We'll refund them for you. But we're only doing this through June 24th. That's what I released from. That's what I get from that statement. Is that pretty much what you got
from that particular statement? Yeah.
Yes. Now, despite earlier words, this was updated yesterday. Yes, yesterday. Despite earlier reports that DC would continue releasing new books in digital form, the publisher has now clarified its stance, saying a limited selection of new books will be released each week. Most of DC's April 1st releases have now been postponed, with only collected editions like Batman Creature of the Night and Event Leviathan and digital first titles like Batman The Adventures Continue Chapter 1 are still scheduled for release this week. Going forward, DC may release certain new comics in digital form, but they'll be making these decisions on a case-by-case basis. Marvel also released a brief statement on the Diamond Comics shutdown, confirming they won't be releasing their April 1st comics in either print or digital form this week. As reported by Newsarama, Marvel Entertainment President Dan Buckley told retailers, "As you know, unfortunately, there will not be any new print titles available at your shops this week. Marvel will also not be releasing any new comic book titles digitally on April 1st. This is a fluid situation with details changing every day. Yeah, go fucking figure. That's not part of the quote. That's just me. back to the quotes. So we appreciate your patience and understanding as we all navigate our way through this. As soon as more information is available, we will outline our longer-term plans and opportunities to support you and the industry. Brian Brantley, our mom-and-pop comic book shop's dead.
Yes. I think both companies are trying to say, look, we'll go as long as we can helping, you know, they canceled books on April 1st. You know, they're DC's saying, hey, we'll help you out, you know, into what, June, as far as, you know, buyback, I guess. But the fact that DC had already said they were going to release digitally, and then they had to clarify, I'm doing air quotation marks there.
Yeah.
the statement saying, no, we're not going to release it this week. Lets me know that they're definitely looking at digital. The fact that Marvel said, hey, we will have a long-term plan coming soon. I just don't think it's realistic to think that DC and Marvel are going to not release anything for, you know, 2, 3, 4 months. Not going to happen.
No.
And
they got to make money.
And unfortunately, the comic shop industry is been dying for years. It just
and it's not essential, according to most states.
Exactly. With
essential business only.
So it's a dying industry. We knew it. I mean, look, I love comic shops, you know, but I've seen two where I live close down. Mm-hmm. And in recent years, the shops just aren't surviving. And the ones that are, you know, it's razor thin profits. I mean, they're barely holding on. So the idea of a long-term shutdown is going to kill them. And if these companies start printing digitally or posting digitally, like DC.
Same day,
yeah.
First day, for, you know, that, maybe the day after.
That's going to kill the shops. And I mean, it sucks for them, you know. It's unfortunate, but yeah, no, I think this could be big. I mean, I'm just pulling numbers out my ass, but I know I'd seen a number recently, and I don't know where this is from, so don't quote this as gospel, but it was over half of comic shops were basically month to month as far as how their mm-hmm. operating costs. Which means they probably won't survive this. And if that's true, I mean, could you imagine losing half the shops in the course of, you know, the next 6 months?
There was some report that, I don't remember what percentage, but it was a fairly large percent of small businesses only have 2 weeks of extra money. Mm. Like they have 2 weeks they can shut down before they start going in the red, and that's not good. And all comic book shops are small businesses, pretty much.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It is a shame. I have read digital. Like I was real far behind on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reboot a few years ago with IDW, and so like the first 7 or 8 arcs I got on digital, and then I started getting it like. Print monthly, and I've done the same with a few books: Rat Queens, Sex Criminals, Chew, a few, and mm-hmm. and then I get caught up, and then I start. If I still like the books, I keep going and getting them in trade. But I'm not against digital. Against it. I got a little 8-inch tablet that's just perfect for reading comics. I could store a whole bunch on there at one time and read to my heart's content. And I don't have to worry about bags and boards. I don't have to worry about the damn tape catching the fucking back of the comic book, which I hate more than anything in this world. Oh my God, do I hate that. that, you know, there's a lot of things. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to sell them, but I'm not into collecting to sell it one day anyways, you know? I'm really not. There's only a few books that I've got bagged, boarded, framed, like extra protected. Just a few books, and the rest of them, they're in simple bags and boards, and that's how they'll remain till one day I give them to Lucas or decide to sell them as a big lot, letting people know some of the collections that I have and why I'm selling, you know, this lot for X amount of money.
I just found right here on Polygon. This was published yesterday. Last I heard, 70% of comic book stores were at some level of closure. I think temporarily pausing comic book shipments is the right move, said Tim of Captain's Comics. Don't know who that is, but it's cited on Polygon. If I cannot sell, then having thousands of dollars a week backup and then all coming out at once seems like too big of a product shock to the system. Let's just pause it now, hunker down, and then try to get back to a normal pace when things are more sure. I guess he's...
So, kind of do like what they're doing with the movies, push everything
to the right. Yeah,
if it was supposed to open... if it was supposed to ship April 1st, like, the stuff that's supposed to ship, let's just bullshit around here for a second. The shit that's supposed to ship April 1st, April 8th, and April 15th, let's say shit goes back online April 22nd. You don't release the 1st, the 8th, and the 15th books all on the 22nd. You release the books that were on the 1st on the 22nd, the books that were on the 8th on the 29th, the books that are on the 15th on the 6th, and just push everything to the right a week.
Yeah, I mean, this is another issue. This is a unique issue with the comic book industry in that, you know, if you have a hold at your store and they're pulling books for you, you know, some people spend, hell, $30 or more a week, you know, in some cases. Yeah. So if you dump all these books and your customer, you know, you're like, hey, your bill's $150. We're at a time, the economy is not exactly booming right now.
These guys are just going back to work and starting to earn paychecks again.
Exactly. So how many people, even when the shops reopen and the books are on the shelves, how many people are going to have to make that personal decision to cut their reading, at least for the rest of the year? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of financial issues going on. So I could imagine people cutting comics as part of that. So this is a bad situation. You know?
I think the best thing to do is just what I said, push it all to the right.
Yeah. I think if you're truly trying to help,
take a dart. Take a look. There was a let me see if I can't find it. Let's see here. Time America will hit recovery. COVID recovery. There was a there was a article I was reading, and it had state by state expected peak times to hit, and the latest peak times were in May. Let me try searching it that way. U.S. peak COVID infections by state. Let me see if I can find it like that. No, I can't. I can't seem to find it again. Excuse me, I found it earlier, but that was the thing was Virginia was one of the last cases, last states to reach peak, and it was like May 16th. Mm-hmm. So I think we're doing okay. And then if you look at May 16th, you hit your peak and you start looking at some of these other countries' curves. And again, you have to account for how big America is. And there's this really, really fucked up situation going on right now. You heard about the couple that one of them died and one of them got really hurt eating fishbowl cleaner, right?
Yes, that was like a week ago. Yeah, because
it had one chemical that was similar to a drug that is proving, not proven, but proving. It's already been released by the approved by the FDA, approved by several other foreign countries, and has been used to treat several hundred people. I'm not going to name the drug on here because I'm not going to be responsible for somebody taking fishbowl cleaner either. But there's actual evidence of this working. You got doctors in Spain coming up and saying, hey, this is working, this is working. And yet you still have people on the media being all doom and gloom about it. And there was a Fox News pundit, Laura Ingraham, who had posted a story about a Spanish or Italian doctor talking about using it for his patients and having success. Twitter made her take the post down because they're afraid people will go drink the fishbowl cleaner. Mm. Like, fucking ridiculous that the FDA has now officially said this item can be used for this. It's no longer off label to use it for COVID. FDA is now saying it's an on-label use to you use it for COVID, not promising that it will work for everybody, but that you could try it. And the point I'm getting at is the media, when we come to talk about flattening the curves and death rates and all this recovery stuff, ladies and gentlemen, please look at multiple sources and look at how people are spinning numbers and remember, America has 330 million people in it, known, you know, estimated people, with an additional anywhere between 11 and 30 million illegal immigrants in it. So you're talking a country of 340 to 360 million people sitting in it. It's an interesting country, and we're huge land-wise too. And you're going to have a lot of rural areas that are might not even catch it at all. And some of them might catch it, but it'll die real quick because those rural areas are populated by elderly people. They don't have the same care. You know, they've got like, you know, Bob's Clinic down the street. The nearest hospital's like 3 hours away. And unfortunately, those souls might not make it. But
what's this have to do with the comic shops? I'm sorry.
What I'm getting at is the doom and gloom over the peak date.
Gotcha.
Comic shops need to throw a dart at the calendar and say, okay, we see these peak dates that they're giving us. We're going to say June 1st. If shit's not better by June 1st, we're going digital. Yeah, that's what I was getting. A long diatribe, sorry. I know, let some of my own politics get into it a little bit because I'm angry at the media.
First, I but thought that's, I knew that's where what you, I'm saying. I thought I knew where you were going, but then I you lost me. And I
got back to where you thought I was going,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. They need to look at, it's at not, this data, and they need to pick a date and say, look, comic shops, we have to make money too. We need to start publishing books, and start either looking at the direct sales from Marvel to your house or digital.
Yeah, I know what you were trying to say, but it really is going to come down to what the states want to do. And when you get the major states, well, when I say major states, I mean states with large populations.
Yeah.
If they say, you know what, we're locking down for shit till August, that's the way it's, you know what I mean? That's the way it's going to be. I'm hoping, if you're listening to a lot of states, they seem to be saying like 6 to 8 weeks is sort of their talk right this moment. So hopefully it doesn't go beyond that, but you know, who knows? The president yesterday said the next 2 weeks they anticipate be rough.
Yeah.
So we'll see what next week's looking like, the end of this week and next week. The industry as a whole, I mean, we saw what Sony did by basically saying, yeah, we're pulling our movies until October. Yeah,
2021. August, October.
Yeah. So so at least that we know that company, that's their projection. So the comics, the reason the comic industry is so fragile is they are very much a week to week. They rely so heavily on Wednesdays. Like that is that is the lifeblood of those shops. And to miss even one it could be devastating. The idea of missing eight or more.
I mean, you have every comic shop I know is different. Some of them have a 30-day limit. You must come in and pick up your folder within 30 days. Some of them have a little bit longer. I don't think I've known too many to go more than two or 3 months, because they do. They depend on you coming in and getting your books as close to weekly as possible, so they have the money to order the next set of books.
Absolutely, because when they're holding that book for you, they're paying up front for that book, that order. And if you don't pay them, you know, that's screwing them, literally.
Back orders don't always sell as well, so they might order a smaller shop might order everybody that's on the pull list. Let's say 100 people are getting X-Men whatever on their pull list. They might order 120 and put 20 on the shelves, and that's it. And that's for the casual people that come in and get it, and they know that because they sell 15 to 20 to casual readers every month. They have 2, 3, 4, 5 books left over, and so they make that judgment. Now, if out of the 100 people, 20 of them decide to not pick up books and don't pick up books at all, maybe just, you know, say F you, I'm done with comics all together, that's an additional 20 issues hitting that shelf that aren't going to be sold.
And I used to hang out at a particular shop a lot. You know, you used to go there. You know, I used to hang out there a whole lot. And the owner, I was real friendly with him. And he basically, you have your two sets of customers. You have your base, you know, the guys that, you know, have the boxes will pick up pretty regularly. And then you have your casuals who come in and, you know, they'll buy a pop vinyl or whatever, you know, off the shelf. They may buy, if they see Venom or something on an issue, or Wolverine, they'll buy that. He basically said he needed both.
Yeah.
The way the money were, is it was very tight, and he absolutely needed both. He needed those casuals, and he needed the base guys. And if you go digital, I think you lose the casuals. Yes. And you might lose a percentage of the loyal customers. Yes, there will always be a group that will not go digital and will try and stay loyal to the shop, but I don't.
You'll have your filberts. Turn the page, wash your hands. Turn the page, wash your hands. Some people aren't getting that joke out there, poor guys.
But
really, really big man.
But I don't think there'll be enough.
No.
You know, we talk about this all the time. You know, the comic industry. Hell, the comic industry itself talks about this. You know, they don't think they have a whole lot of years left. And I think that this particular pandemic, in my opinion, has sped that process up a lot. So much so. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm saying so much so that I honestly think by the end of this year, they could be down by almost half. And that's devastating to the industry as a whole.
Do you see a time and day where the big two, Marvel and DC, say, fuck it, we're cutting down to 10 books and they're all digital. And that's it. We're writing 10 books.
DC would do it first, I think.
You got all your big characters and then occasionally a crossover event or a one-off, but it, you know, 10 major books, yeah. You know, Spider-Man, Avengers, mm-hmm. Maybe Captain America, Iron Man, and Hulk, an X-Men team or two, Deadpool or something, and that's it. They make no more books. There's no new Warriors. Pfft, not like there'll be any new Warriors lasting long anyways. There's no Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel. Like, literally, if you're not selling 50,000 copies, you're not staying on.
Well, I know DC has cut way down on their books already, and mm-hmm. you know, there were some people theorizing that they may not. The actual publishing company might not survive a whole lot longer themselves. Marvel's biggest hurdle they have right now is the fact that they are owned by Disney.
Yeah.
And Disney is going through some rough times. And with new leadership taking over, with literally all of their cash flow shut down right now, they're going to be needing to cut some stuff.
Pretty much, yeah.
And they're going to look what's making money and what isn't making money.
And some people are going to get butthurt, and that's your fault when your book that you love so much or that you feel represents you so effectively gets canceled. That's not on anybody but you and the people represented by you not purchasing the fucking book, your demographic not buying the book.
Yeah, if you're a fan of anything right now, you better support it.
Better fucking support it.
Or it's dead. It's just simple as that.
Or it better become a good book that it appeals to a wider audience.
Oh.
And I should say that. I hope people listen to this point so I can clarify my comments some. If the book is not appealing enough to a broad enough audience, then the small audience it appeals to better fucking support it. Does that make more sense?
Yeah, DC and Marvel will not be able to do titles that appeal to a tiny demographic, a niche audience. They just won't be able to even be experimental anymore. Your whole 10 comic thing, I see that coming. I think they're literally only going to be able to print what they know will make money.
Yeah.
And if it's not going to make money, that's just the end. I'm
telling you, 50,000 issues, if you're not pushing 50,000, you're gone.
And I think, I mean, will there be a place for creators to do smaller things out there? Sure, but they're not going to make any real money. No. And it sucks. As a comic book fan, it sucks, but you know.
Yeah.
It's just where things are heading.
And
it's been heading in this direction for a while. This just sped it up.
You know that's going to do something. You brought up yesterday. Me and you were talking. The movies will eventually run out of stories to pull from.
Yeah.
And have to start going with original ideas, which may or may not work. Game of Thrones, and Star Wars. then the age of the blockbuster goes away and smaller films come back. It could be cyclic, man. We could see some really weird cyclic type shit happen.
Absolutely. I think depending on what the theaters are looking like, how many theaters survive, how many people are going to the theaters again. You absolutely could see a decline in the blockbuster. Studios not willing to put, you know, $150 million or more on a title and basically saying, hey, we want to make films, but they, you know, they got to be, you know, $60 million or less.
Yeah.
And that absolutely could happen. I definitely could see that possibly happening. And as far as what you were saying about running out of stories, I mean, let's be real. Especially with Marvel, and to their credit, they've had such a great run, the MCU, that they've burned through a lot of great stories already.
Yeah, I mean, what do we got left? We could do a Kang the Conqueror story.
True.
We know we got some Doom.
Yes,
Fantastic Four stuff. Some Doom bringing some Hell on Earth stories. We got some Galactus intergalactic cosmic stuff. We got some Annihilus. For some cosmic stuff. And then there are some X-Men stories. I only can think of two left that I think would work. House of M and Onslaught. That's it.
House of M would be a good way to even bring the X-Men in.
Yeah.
A sort of a reverse, if you will.
Yeah.
But we'll see with Scarlet Witch's show if that's the direction she makes it
to where there's a lot of powered people instead of just a few, and then it shatters it, and only a few of them survive or something like that. I always like the idea that using Forge and Bishop to make basically the prime MCU Earth as a refuge for mutants, and then so many keep coming that you can kind of even play off of some modern day politics, which given epidemiologists, whatever they're called, people that follow epidemics, we know that. More secure borders are a positive thing, but you could still have some modern day politics play into it. And you know, like Forge and Bishop are looking for a home for some mutants, maybe the mutants that were decimated by Wanda in their timeline or some shit like that, you know.
Yeah,
there could be some cool things. But I also do think that the first build up X-Men villain should be Onslaught. I think you do a lot of really good Charles and Magneto stories for two movies, and then Onslaught's the big bad in the third.
I'd rather Onslaught than trying to redo Apocalypse.
Yeah, definitely.
A matter of fact, it kills me to say it, but no, you can't do Apocalypse ever again. You ruined it. It's ruined.
It's done.
Don't try it. It's done.
Onslaught. And Onslaught's a good story.
And it works perfect. Yeah, and it is. Yeah, it works.
Yeah. So well, we didn't get time to go to the Star Wars story I wanted to talk about, which is fine. Good conversation. Got a little political. I keep doing that these days. I wonder why. but thanks for being a part of the show, Brian. Everybody, thank you for listening. Make sure you're checking out lrmonline.com every single day for all of your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. Make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel. Lots of great content there, including live Los Fanboys every Friday, which is still available as a podcast on the LRM Online Podcast Network. Along with great shows like this one, LR Mornings every Monday through Friday, LRM's Top 5, Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, Geek Scholars Movie News, What to Watch This Weekend, and then also available on our homepage, but not through the podcast network, is Nerdflix and Chill and the Comic Source. So yeah, lots of great content out there. We are changing up some of the things that we're doing. You're going to start seeing a lot more columns at LRM Online. We're becoming less of worrying about trying to scoop things and be breaking news people and give you guys our opinions on the breaking news more often. And we're looking to engage with you guys. There's links to our Discord available on the homepage, and I've always down in the comics comments section. And of course, a lot of us, you guys can find our emails on the website, email us directly, or find us on Twitter. Almost everybody's like LRM underscore Nick, Cam, Seth. People like me, I'm at that Kyle Malone on Twitter. And Brian does not Twitter, but he does do something else online. What do you do, Brian?
You can find me on YouTube. The channel is Pulp Mythos. That's P-U-L-P-M-Y-T-H-O-S. That's one word. And I'm currently covering Westworld stuff. So if you're into Westworld, check it out.
How you liking Westworld Season 3 so far?
I'm loving it. The first episode was a little slow to begin, but the second episode was one of my favorites of the series, and I very much enjoyed the third. So, yeah.
Good stuff. All right, thank you guys so much for listening. We will talk to you tomorrow.